Well, we're also watching a House race in Wisconsin, but the incumbent, Paul Ryan, has other things on his mind. He's, of course, Speaker of the House, the youngest in 150 years, wresting that role with the backing of conservative Republicans from John Boehner a year ago. But you won't see Ryan standing with the party's standard-bearer, Donald Trump. How is Ryan handling this delicate dance of endorsing his party's candidate, but saying, as he did this week, that he won't defend or support him? Craig Gilbert is Washington Bureau Chief at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Craig, it's a war between Ryan and Trump. Isn't that fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, it's a war. There's a civil war going on within the party. And now the rift, the on-again, off-again rift between Ryan and Trump is very much on-again.
Yeah. And this week, Ryan distanced himself after that 2005 tape in which Trump bragged about grabbing women's crotches. Trump tweeted out that Ryan was disloyal, weak, and ineffective. So tell, you know, remind us who Paul Ryan is. Why is it so impossible, in particular for him, to side with Trump?
Well, I mean, you couldn't find a Republican sort of more different in personality, style, vision of the party, and even on some major issues than Ryan is from Trump. I mean, it's an interesting combination. He is more conservative than Trump in many respects. He's a traditional kind of conservative in a lot of ways, very conservative economically. He's to the right of Trump on things like entitlements. He's to the left of Trump on immigration. So he combines his conservatism and his ideology with this sort of big tent Republican notion of outreach. He's got a district that, while it's Republican, is not overwhelmingly Republican. It contains some Democratic cities, including one with an African-American population. So he sees himself as an outreach Republican, a very conservative Republican, but one that's trying to broaden the coalition. So you can imagine how Donald Trump kind of is a jarring juxtaposition with that in so many respects.
Well, also a family man, a Catholic, how much is that a part of this?
Yeah, I think he's got kids. He's, you know, I remember being at the post-election when he was elected speaker, he had a reception at the Library of Congress for he invited people in both parties, and John Boehner got up and jokingly used an expletive in a speech in which he was kind of teasing Ryan. And Ryan was like, you know, went into sort of mock shock and pointed out that his teenage daughter was standing right behind Boehner. So he does have this kind of old-fashioned straight-lacedness, I would say. And it's easy to see, it's easy to imagine him being just appalled by not only by some of Trump's rhetoric, but by obviously by the accusations against Trump.
Well, we should say you don't have to be a conservative to be offended if the ex-Speaker of the House uses an expletive in front of your teenage daughter.
But yeah, I mean, it was a humorous moment. But Ryan is honestly that kind of guy. And so, I mean, this makes this such a nightmare, I think, on all sorts of levels. He's got relationships with people on both sides of the Trump divide. Ryan's Priebus is a good friend of his who's been sticking by Trump. They come from the same part of Wisconsin.
He's of course, the head of the RNC.
The head of the RNC. He's got mentors who are never Trump people and others who have been Trump loyalists. It's just a very tortured – I mean, like it is for a lot of Republicans, but particularly for him, it's a tortured situation.
Well, so how is this playing out in Wisconsin? We're going to take a closer look at this congressional race, you know, down the road as we follow different races. But what are people there saying? Wisconsin had always had a reliably intact, tight Republican Party.
Yeah, so it's very jarring to see the discord within the Republican Party today. Obviously, it's happening nationally, but in Wisconsin, where you had a great deal of solidarity between, for example, the Tea Party and the party establishment, conservative talk radio, party officials, groups. I mean, everybody was kind of working in concert, particularly through Governor Scott Walker's recall conflicts and election fights. And now that's kind of all out the window. I mean, Republicans are all over the map. The other interesting thing about Wisconsin is that it was a terrible state for Donald Trump in the primary. I mean, Donald Trump suffered arguably his worst primary defeat anywhere in Wisconsin late in the process before he ran the table and assured himself of the nomination. And then when he inserted himself into Paul Ryan's primary in August on behalf of a pro-Trump, anti-Ryan Republican challenger, Ryan blew his opponent out of the water. So he's got a lot of goodwill and support in Wisconsin, a state that hasn't been particularly pro-Trump. And in fact, if you look at the polling, the people who like Ryan in Wisconsin actually are a little bit more anti-Trump than pro-Trump. So he's managed to straddle this divide, but he also has a lot to lose because to whatever extent, you know, the people that like Trump perceive him as disloyal, that's going to cost him. And to whatever extent the people that don't like Trump perceive him as insufficiently distancing himself, that could also cost him politically.
Boy, this is just a fascinating time for Paul Ryan.
Yeah, I don't think Paul Ryan would call it that.
Right. Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thank you.
Great to be with you.